Hey everybody, welcome to episode 129 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi everybody.
Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
That's it, Dylan's out.
Sorry, Proto.
Cut from the team.
I've made a huge mistake.
I'm kidding, I don't know what he's doing.
He's out somewhere.
Yeah, he said he was out, he wasn't going to be home.
So. Oh, he said he's out with some buddies.
There you somewhere. Go.
I don't remember, he's been gone like all weekend.
Yeah, ballin'.
Yeah.
And since everyone has to watch 24 live tomorrow.
because it's so good, right, Javi?
Mm. I proposed quitting yesterday. I was like, I don't really want to watch this anymore. But we'll see what happens.
Jack Bauer gets more angry.
Yeah, this might be the last episode I watch. It's still just as bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So what's everyone been playing?
I've been playing Super Time Force. I've been waiting for that game for so long.
What is that one?
That's the new game from Capybara. They're the guys that did Critter Crunch. And
man,
I really like Critter Crunch.
You're saying a lot of things that make sense to me. Like nothing you said rang a bell.
Critter Crunch was that PSN game, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
So Ryan wouldn't know anything about that. Mm-mm. But it has nothing to do with that game. So this has been in development for like a long time. I've been waiting for this game for like 3 years. And the premise of the game is you are
the two human of the PSN.
Except it's good.
Oh, okay.
You're the Super Time Force, and it's your job to fix the past, future, and fucking whatever. It doesn't try to make sense of the time travel at all. Like, it just is there. Like, mm-hmm. There's a guy in the game that says, "Well, I really had a good time at that barbecue at your place last weekend in the future."
What?
Yeah.
Makes
so
perfect sense.
It is all about time travel, but doesn't try to make any sense of it. So don't think
so
about it.
So basically, like, everyone time travels so much that it's just...
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all a mess, and they're like, yeah, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for my barbecue, so let's just travel there now. Cool.
Yeah, it's like, man, I know that we're great friends already, but we just met like 2 minutes ago. This is going to be great.
Awesome.
But so the way you play the game is you have 60 seconds for a level, and you can pick up little 10-plus-second orbs around. There's like a set number of them. But you get to rewind time and then select another character or the same character in your party and go through the level again, or a certain part of the level again. But what you did in that last life before you rewound time will still happen. So you're just, like, stacking little, like, routes on top of each other, so you can, like, combine damage and all your different abilities. I don't know how many people there are in your party. Like, finally, you pick up, I think, like, it's like one person for not every stage, but there's a fair amount of cast, and each person has their own like special abilities and like special power-ups, so it's like crazy complicated once you get to especially like the boss fights, because you're just stacking on like John Rambois, which is like you're just all blown out artillery dude, and you're just like stacking him on top of each other, and then you get Shieldy Blockerson to like block attacks, and it's so fun. To get it, it's on Xbox 360 and Xbox One. And
what's
I don't know.
What's it called again?
Super Time Force.
Super Time Force.
And it's dope.
I don't do drugs, Gabe.
Well, you should.
Oh, I guess so.
If it's Super Time Force. Because that's a good drug.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's. I was getting it confused with Bro Force, which is all like the classic 80s and 90s. Like it has the Terminator and RoboCop and all that shit in there.
Yeah,
and they have the same. They have the same like look too. They're both super pixelated.
I haven't actually seen Broforce at all.
Oh.
I've heard about it, but I haven't played it or actually seen it being played or anything.
And also, there's you can play as a dinosaur named Zachosaurus, and he rides around on a skateboard, and he wears a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses.
$14.99 on Xbox Uno, on the Uno,
on the Uno.
German and that's the Spanish German. On the Uno.
But yeah, definitely check out Super Time Force. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Man, Gabe, why are you always trying to tell us what to do?
Because I'm smart. Ish.
So I just I just linked two images. First one is Broforce, second one is Super Time Force, and yeah, they look similar. They're both pixel games.
Yeah.
Shooters. But yeah. I've been playing Silent Hill Origins on my Vita, and it's fucking awesome. It's straight up Silent Hill. I like it as much as any of the first three.
I've never played a Silent Hill game.
You should check out Origins if you get a chance.
Maybe I will.
It's really good, and it'll probably creep you out.
Cool.
Especially you play it in the dark in your little apartment. Oh, yeah.
You'd my little get apartment.
Really scared. Yeah. Do it.
I will. Maybe. No promises.
Do it, Gabe. Yeah, to install it on your Vita, you have to download it onto your PS3 and then install it from there.
Okay. Hmm. That involves me plugging in my Vita to something.
Yep.
And you know how bad I am at that.
Mm. Mm.
He's not very good at chords.
Nope.
No.
Nope. I don't know what end goes where.
Musically or also with plugs.
Yes.
He's bad at all things.
That's real clever. Yes.
I like what you did there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, other than Super Time Force, it's just been, you know, League of Legends and crap. Started playing Counter-Strike again. That's fun. But not interesting.
Nope. Like, what if we all just started getting, like, really into one game's multiplayer, and that's all we did? So, like, we just start the podcast, and we're just like, well, I played a lot of...
Oh, you mean like that 3 month span where it's like, Gabe, what are you even playing? Team Fortress 2. Okay.
I think it was more than 3 months. It was like three years.
Probably. Yeah. I need to play more of Team Fortress 2. I missed that game.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've all played that.
Yeah.
I haven't really done anything other than Mario Golf. More of that. That shit's still fun.
Did you convinced Gabe, and then did he buy it?
Nope.
No, because he didn't plug in his fucking 3DS.
I have it plugged in right now, though.
All right.
Well, not plugging it in saved you $30.
Yeah, it did.
But it's still $30 you should be spending.
But I also have to get Mario Kart Wii, and I'm never going to play Mario Golf.
Why not, Gabe?
Because I won't. Like, I just bought, like, Banner Saga, a couple other Humble Bundles, and I know full well I'm never playing those games. And, like, there's only a set amount of games I'm willing to buy that I know I won't play.
Yeah.
But and there's sort of but there's people limit. To play Mario Golf with.
And?
So
don't fall for it, Gabe.
You have a reason to play them.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen your tricks. Yeah, Javi gets Starhawk.
One thing, we'll like, years ago. One time years ago, this happened.
Never
now.
Forget.
Wounds don't heal.
I bought Mass Effect 3 for multiplayer because everybody's like, gotta get it. And then I played multiplayer once or twice.
You're like, this is fucking boring.
It is. And nobody believed me until a week later when they're like, alright, the gist is up. Or the jig is up. It's time to realize this sucks.
I am pretty sure I wasn't on that you should get it for the multiplayer bandwagon because... I enjoyed it, but I don't think I would have tried to convince anyone else to play it, because I knew I was not going to continue playing it for very long.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, I still haven't even... I've started the campaign for Mass Effect 3, but literally the opening cutscene pisses me off, or leaves such a bad taste in my mouth that I...
Wait, you don't care about that kid?
No. No.
But he's a kid.
He's a kid, and he died.
Uh-huh.
Daddy...
Mommy,
shut up, kid.
Yeah, Ryan, I've discovered I have a very bad habit of...
No, it's not bad.
Okay, I have a very good habit of, in movies, like, if we're in a movie theater, whatever, if there's a kid on screen and he opens his mouth, I just say, like, without hesitation, just shut the fuck up, kid. Happened in Godzilla, it happened in RoboCop, happened in Spider-Man 2, like... I can't help it. Like, I fucking hate kids.
Happened in Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story 3. Yeah.
It was really awkward when I saw Toy Story.
And it's all because of that kid. just because of that one.
Phantom Menace, man.
That kid has...
No,
has
it's because of all kids. They're all just
kids.
The worst.
All kids must die.
I was going to say, I've had this weird issue. Now, this is not has nothing to do with games, but it's something that I can't figure out. And I'm just going to say this, so maybe someone has an idea because I couldn't find anything online either. Maybe one of you knows. I have these hardwood floors, and there's one spot on my floor where this weird syrupy substance keeps just materializing. I cannot figure out where it's coming from. I've looked at the roof. There's nothing on I can't see anything on my ceiling that would suggest something's dripping down.
Haunted.
Onto the floor.
Haunted.
Definitely. Haunted. And it smells a little bit like maple syrup. Like, I've picked it up and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'll clean it up.
Has Ratchet been in the pantry?
No. I don't even think I have any maple syrup in my house. But it fucked up like the coating on a few pieces of wood, because there was a point where I had Ratchet's like dog bed over there, and it materialized underneath his dog bed and got stuck. And so like I had to like re-coat some of the wood. But I thought that he had gotten into something and that's what had caused it, but I haven't put his dog bed back over there, and I just keep finding little drops of this substance over there. It just shows up. And I can't figure out how or why.
I don't know what you want us to do about it.
I'm putting this out there. So if anyone has any ideas of what could be causing this, please send me an email at ryan@gameovernation.com.
I did just find a 19-page thing called The Problems and Causes and Cures of Hardwood Floors. And then I found a 40-page document of Hardwood, The Facts.
And it's really, but that's just a pornographic fanfic.
It says that mildew can develop on your hardwood floors if there's been previous water damage. Mildew from wood. No?
These floors are new.
Oh.
They were just put in like a few months ago.
Oh. Okay. Well,
good luck. That's all I got.
You can read these 40-page document.
Thanks, Google.
Googer. Yeah, you know, if Google's not bringing up anything for those symptoms, then it's probably haunted.
It's probably haunted, yeah.
Gabe do it, and what Google don't.
Googer.
Mm-hmm.
So, other things that happened this week, Javi and I had a great trip to the Seattle Science.
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Maybe we should embed, there's no way to embed Facebook videos,
yeah.
Is there?
Can I can, like, link to, I don't know, we'll figure it out. I can share them on the Game Over Nation page. I can do that. I'll do that. There we go. Figured it out. Nailed it. And apparently this science center has not been updated in 20 years because Rachel said it's the exact same as it was when she came as a kid for school.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my god, that place is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have one of those things where you can put drop a penny in it and then it goes all the way around, like the big circular thing? Those are so cool.
Yeah, it's also got a bunch of broken shit. Whole bunch of broken shit.
Like your water experiment.
That water geyser that we experimented with. I think the best thing that happened was Rachel walked out of the insect section, and she was like, Gabe, don't go in there. I was like, why? Are there snakes in there? She's like, yeah, you don't want to go in there. I was like, I can handle this. I can do it. I couldn't do
it. What did you learn?
It was a big mistake. I walked in there, and I'm like, the snakes aren't moving. I'm just freaking the fuck out. I start, like, sweating.
Wow.
And this big, tall guy that I don't know, none of us know, realizes that I'm freaking out.
Was it Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes, probably.
Jeff Goldblum.
Shaq realizes I'm freaking out, and I'm like scared of snakes. Puts those pieces together. He starts going like, hoo-hoo, then walks up behind me and goes,
"What a dick!"
It was so good.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, the people of Seattle, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a big fat guy, just like he saw Gabe go. This is a mistake. Oh.
But you weren't scared of the giant fly man.
No. No, that was a... Why would I be scared of
you're
Jeff Goldblum?
It's true.
Yeah. Idiot.
It's true. It's true.
So yeah, I think that's my weekend pretty much. Other than one thing that we'll talk about later, because we got a question about it.
Mm.
Something we'll talk about later, and it fucking sucked.
Mm-hmm. I ate some.
You'll never believe what it is. Stay tuned to find out.
Shocking.
We're now running our podcast like a BuzzFeed headline. You'll never guess what movie we hated.
So I'll have to say, Prototype, Dylan's not here, so I'm sorry he can't do the Willem Dafoe impression. Not yet. Not like this.
But next week. We'll
next week. That. If he's not dead.
Mm-hmm. He will I mean, we don't have any reason to believe he would be, but you never know.
But yeah, you know. So first up on the news docket, I think the biggest piece this week is that Xbox One is getting a $100 discounted SKU, so it's going to be selling for $399, no Kinect, and thank fucking God. But at the same time, this just shows how the Kinect is just not necessary, like they were trying to make it.
Well,
it didn't get much of a chance.
Either, yeah, but it's also, it's kind of been, like, really the main thing I've used it for, and I guess part of the problem is there's not a lot of their, like, AAA games out there that are, like, made to feature it with some of that cool stuff. Because it works a lot. It's a lot faster now than it used to be. Like, it picks up commands and stuff faster. Like, I can see something useful for it maybe in Halo, like, for weapon switching. Like, they used it in Mass Effect, but it was kind of, there was, like, a little lag to it. It was cool, but it didn't work really quickly, and I think a lot of those kind of bugs have been worked out. So I think you're going to see some cool stuff you can do with it on that front, but yeah, right now there's nothing to use it for other than swapping between Netflix and television and Hulu, and that's it.
That's all I want the Kinect for, really, just navigating the menus, because I fucking hate the Xbox dashboard.
Yeah, and it works really well to that end. Like,
yeah, so if they just made like a cheap little stupid Kinect that was like $50 or something, like I'd get that. But I don't, like, I'm not gonna play Mass Effect.
That's
and
what
say,
they're gonna label
Singularity.
It as. They're gonna call it that. It's gonna be the cheap little stupid Kinect.
Yeah.
For dummies.
Yeah. Great marketing. Nintendo.
$49.99. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this got me pumped. Like, I'll pick up an Xbox One once I see more of the project. What's the goddamn Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah,
because I want that. I want that real bad.
I haven't really heard anything about that Project Spark in a while.
There's a beta on.
Yeah,
I got into the beta actually for Project Spark, but it's only Windows 8.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. So. Unfortunate on that front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Javi, any interest in Xbox now at all?
Not really. I mean, like, there's no killer app for me.
But what if I told you that Halo 5 Guardians is coming in fall 2015?
Oh my god.
They're making another Halo?
You sound pretty on board now.
I already forgot what's coming out. No, I don't care.
So Halo 5 is now official, and it's
someone
called
pointed
Halo
out that,
5 Guardians.
Someone pointed out in the artwork that the non-Master Chief Spartan looks kind of feminine, even though they've confirmed it's male. And I'm like, that would have been kind of neat. It actually looks, and someone else pointed out it looked like Dark Samus. And I'm like, yeah, it totally does. Or like, yeah.
Oh yeah, from afar that totally looks like chick Spartan armor.
Yeah,
it's got like the.
Do you have
hips.
You have a link here? I don't think I saw it.
I got you, baby.
It's another example of the artists that left Retro Studios to work for 343, just showing that they're there. Because like Halo 4 had a lot of Metroid Prime look to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this
we're here.
Has a little
we
bit
haven't
of that.
Forgotten about Metroid.
We still love neon colors.
We're just going to turn Halo into Metroid. Is that cool?
Gradually. Oh, man, that would be so dope.
Yeah, by Halo 7, it's just going to be a fucking
Master Chief's
game.
Real name is just going to end up being Samus.
Yeah.
Samson.
Yeah. But, oh, wait, Javi. So Halo 5 didn't really interest you.
No.
But what if I told you that there was something called the Master Chief Collection?
What?
And what if I told you that had Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4 in it? For the Xbox One, all remastered.
Shut up.
And I might have to do that, because I can't tell if this is a real thing or rumored, because half the sites I look at say it's confirmed, and half of them still say rumor. So, let's just go ahead and say it's confirmed and speculate wildly.
Wait, there's places that are saying that the collection's a rumor?
Yeah.
It's not a weird. Rumor. Yeah, it's not a tumor either.
It's not a rumor.
It's like the Halo guys were like, we're really excited for what we have in store for Halo this year. And then they were like, Halo 5 Guardians coming out 2015.
Well, yeah, because like, even in the Halo 5 announcement, they made a thing about... they said Halo something about about the Halo stuff through 2014, like growing the brand or something like that. It was some kind of weird wording, but it suggested that there was Halo shit for us in 2014. and I guess that would be one thing that would make sense. I don't know. I'd be interested. I've been a Halo fan. I like the Halos.
Yeah, I want to play through Halo 2 again. That's pretty much it at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's all pretty, you know. This all has to do with... All it kind of relies on me getting an Xbox One, which all relies on Project... Fucking... What? Sunset Overdrive. Why am I
Project,
so bad?
Project Sunset Overdrive.
Why am I so bad at that game's name?
Yeah, you're bad at things.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be bad at things. I just am.
Yep. He's just drawn that way.
It's one of my skills.
I'm reading Microsoft's defending bundling Kinect at launch. Which, I mean, we all know the real reason why. So, because that's...
NSA?
Yes.
Obama.
Because it was too late to, like,
redo
their whole plan, you know, and unbundle it from the thing. And they had already made it very clear, oh, it's connected. It won't even work without it. And it's an essential part of the experience. Yeah.
Well, so at that point, it might have been.
Well.
Anyways, I'm just looking at the official defense.
Official, talking
about how, you know, here, I'll read it. I think it was the right call to bundle it with Kinect, he said. In the beginning of a new console generation, you're trying to set the bar for a new experience, and I think we did that with Xbox One. The proof is really in the usage. 80% of people who are using Kinect, which is remarkable compared to last generation.
Because it's fucking bundled in with your system.
That's good. Anyways, that's what I thought was funny. The rest is like he's talking about all the 120 voice commands on average a month with over a billion users.
That doesn't seem like unique voice commands, or is it just general?
Dude, I have no idea.
Because if it's just total, that I don't know. That doesn't seem like a whole lot.
Well, with that many people using it, I doubt. I probably use 120 a month myself. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably different unique commands.
Okay.
And given the fact that there is a set number, a finite number, that's kind of a lot, I guess.
What? Okay, so he says, the way I look at it is that you should take a 5-year vision. I think in 5 years we will look at any computing device that you can't walk up to and talk to. What? We will laugh at any computing device that you can't talk to. Voice is going to be there for all devices. Well, then what?
I'm going to start talking to all the servers at work. Just gonna be doing my walkthrough.
I don't think that's gonna work. Let's
take what he's saying seriously and then spin it around. And be like, so why are you removing it from your device?
When
he's saying that you'll laugh at it
because money.
Yeah.
5 years from now, we're gonna post a video of us laughing at a Kinectless Xbox One.
Yeah.
Why say something like that?
So someone set a Google reminder for that. Oh shit! We gotta make that video, guys.
My alarm goes off. Oh, yeah.
So, we're talking briefly about 2014 and games and stuff. So, segue into Far Cry 4 is confirmed coming out this year. The expected launch date right now is November 18th, 2014. And it takes place in a fictional area of the Himalayas, and it's that area is governed by a self-appointed king. So, see how that goes.
Okay.
I mean, I really liked Far Cry 3. Hopefully the writing doesn't suck quite as much. Far Cry 4, because holy shit.
Well, it's got like a pimp guy holding a minority
king.
By his head.
That's the king.
I don't know what's going on.
You're the king, Wheeler.
You're the king.
Did you ever play Far Cry 3?
I watched a lot of it. Okay. I started it when I bought it on Steam.
Like,
I don't know.
What I hope. So the best part of Far Cry 3, other than lighting up weed fields, was like the first few hours when you're just like running around the jungle with like, you feel pretty helpless and you don't know what the fuck's going on. You just hear like animals hissing and barking at you and shit. And it's like, and it's like really cool to feel that lost. And then that went away, like, way too fast. So, like, all the danger that you felt is just, like, gone. So I hope they can just, like, have that last at least a little longer this time around.
Hey, so you said it's a self-appointed king on this island?
Yeah. No, not an island, but Himalayas.
Oh, wherever you are. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it Coolio?
I can't confirm or deny if it's Moon King Coolio or not.
So it might be.
It might be.
It might be Moon King Coolio who has taken over the Himalayas.
Yeah.
From his moon base.
After colonizing the moon. Moon King Coolio.
After colonizing the moon in the name of the People's Republic of Guam.
No one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Not a clue.
I'm excited for Far Cry 4.
I didn't play Far Cry 3.
Should.
I've played a little
just
bit of
just play it on
that,
mute
because,
holy fuck, the dialogue sucks.
I played a little bit of that, what was it called? The expansion that wasn't really an expansion.
Oh, Blood Dragon?
Yeah, I played that, some of that.
Yeah.
I did not finish that. It was pretty cool, though.
It's cool, I guess.
And so, also, are any of you guys interested in that Ubisoft game, The Division?
I'm interested. It's another one of those Watch Dogs things where like there's a trailer that's pretty vague, but your mind fill in the gaps. Yeah, and it looks awesome. So,
yeah. Speaking of Watch Dogs, Dylan said today that there's a release day and the reviews are embargoed till release day.
That's usually a bad sign, but not always.
Not always.
Like,
but
I think Far Cry 3 was an embargo.
There was a...
Not always, but this game's already had some issues.
There was a leaked review from a site that I don't know, so I don't know how credible it is. But it said pretty much, meh.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And I think that's what a lot of us are anticipating now.
Could it really be worse than Infamous?
Challenge accepted.
Man, that game is boring.
Well, The Division got delayed to 2015, so I'm sorry to bring the bad news to you.
Yeah, my...
Also
my
going
internet...
the way of Watch Dogs getting delayed quite a bit.
At least it got delayed early.
Yeah.
Not
a
week or a month before
release.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get my internet repaired. I still don't think it is because I think it's a problem with the line, like outside, and the hub is in my neighbor's yard, and the cable guy couldn't get over there to like check it out. He said he was going to come back that evening and try and get in there, but I don't know if he actually did.
Have you still had like dropouts?
Well, yeah, like this afternoon it was acting funny. So because even if he got back there and checked it out, there's nothing he can do. They have to send the line guys out there. And if he got back there and looked, hopefully the line guys are coming, like, you know, this week. Because he said usually it takes them 48 hours to get out there and fix it. Mm. But it's the weekend, so, you know, I kind of figured maybe that wouldn't happen. But when he was over here, like, my modem and router are sitting on top of a stand with all my, like, PS4 and Xbox One games. And he's like, what do you think of this game? And he points to Infamous. He's like, because I bought it, and I still got it in the wrapper at home. And I'm just, like, I wanted to just take it back. But it's like, I was like, well, have you played the other ones? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, then maybe give it a shot. Like, I thought it was all right. And like, I think having not played any of the others, it might feel a little bit better, you know, because you're, I mean, we've done this before. And then you're just doing it more in this game. So I don't know. I told him it was all right. And then he should give it a shot. But I tried to temper my disdain for that game a little bit, because I feel like I probably like it less than most people. I did tell him to check out Mario Kart at the end of the month.
Oh though. My god, Mario Kart looks so good. Holy shit.
Yeah, okay, so did they release a video recently?
For Mario Kart?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just like a 10-minute gameplay thing from Polygon.
Oh, okay, I'll have to go watch. Oh, that's right. I'll have to go watch that, because I know, I remember you guys had all watched some video and you were all drooling over it. I haven't watched much about it because I know it's going to be good. So I haven't really worried about keeping up with it. But I do kind of want to go check that out. Mario Kart. Yeah.
So next up, just little, I thought this was interesting. There have been more games released on Steam this year than all of last year.
So already, yeah, like right now, yeah, in May.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
Jesus.
Probably because just green lights rolled out more. It's like more concrete, I guess. It's
not, yeah, they made
it's
it
not
a lot
totally flawless yet, but it's, there's been a lot of things coming out of it.
Yeah, it seems like they've just made it more accessible for people to get stuff on there in general.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and also, we have some casting for the Halo live-action thingy. The Good Wife actor, Mike Coulter. I have no idea who he is. But if you do and you like him, yay for
congratulations.
Halo. Also, I guess Ridley Scott is an executive producer as well. So
neat.
That is a thing that is neither good or bad, because executive producer means fucking nothing. And that's all I got for news, folks.
Cool.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, it sure is something. So how about we hop on over to our question train?
Choo-choo.
Chugga-chugga.
Justin Doss has a few questions. Okay. He asks, what music are you guys listening to these days? Summer jams.
I got the new Black Keys album.
Summer jams.
It's all right. It's not as good as the last one.
It's all you want. All right, here we go. You want to listen to some music right now? It's hot as shit outside. You want to put on some Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
You don't want to do that.
You want to do that. You also want to throw on Return of the Mac. It's another quality summer jam.
What about Summertime by Mungo Jerry?
Summer Madness is a little better. By Kool and the Gang. It's the original.
Right.
The original music for that song. So step up. So yeah, check out Summer Jams. It's their time to shine. But in not Summer Jams land, what was that album called? It's Album Time by Todd Terje. I don't know how to say his last name. It's T-E-R-J-E.
Terje.
That's probably the best album that's come out this year. It's crazy good. So check that out if you're looking for music.
I got one of my favorite bands, Blackstone Cherry, released a new album called Magic Mountain. And it's all right, but it did prompt me to go back and listen to one of their older albums called Folklore and Superstition. That is a very good album. You should check that out. I've been listening to that one. Instead of listening to their new one, I've just been listening to that old one a bunch now. So that's a really good album.
Oh, and Pinata, the album Pinata by Freddie Gibbs and Madlibs. Mm. Or Madlib, excuse me. Really good. Really good shit. So there you go. You got some homework to do. Now go listen to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, mm-hmm. Summer jams, though.
Yep. Don't listen to me.
You didn't say anything.
I only like... Oh.
Because you only like what?
I only like shitty music, I guess.
You don't only like shitty music.
No, you don't. Come on. What have you been listening to?
Well, a few months ago, I went to the Sounds concert. Yeah, and their opening acts were really good, actually. So me and Rachel kind of... We bought their albums, or she bought their albums, and I've been Spotifying them. You should check out Blonde Fire. It's all one word. And no E, but...
Is Blonde it, or, Fire!
It's blonde, sometimes doesn't have an E. But yeah, Blonde Fire, their album Young Heart, really, really good. It's very like synthy, kind of a... Like if you like Drive, like the opening to Drive, it's kind of, you know... Like that, very like 80s synth kind of thing, and slow. It's cool. So, check out them. Yeah.
So there you go. Got a little bit of everything right there. What are your thoughts on Google buying Twitch? So this came out earlier today. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not yet, but there's a lot of reports about it coming out. So, and it seems kind of likely from what I've been reading. But Google is apparently... Or Google, more specifically YouTube, is to acquire Twitch for $1
billion. $1 billion?
$1 billion. And I don't know how that would really...
I feel like I don't care, but I know, I also feel like I should care.
Here comes
like,
the Google probably... Plus integration.
Yeah, there's going to be repercussions. And...
Wait, they're buying what again?
Twitch.tv, you know, the game
stream
service.
Oh, they're buying
service.
Twitch. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, I just, I was looking at something... about Justin's last question online, and then I missed kind of the beginning of that. Sorry.
I feel like this is the beginning of the end of like free open internet, just because, you know, the content ID thing happened and everybody started getting locked down, and what's going to stop them from implementing that on Twitch as well? And then there you go, all the gaming channels are going to be like nervous about what content they can put up, and it's fucked. Like,
yeah. Well, also, let's not forget about this net neutrality shit passing now.
Yep. It's really scary.
The fast lanes are a thing, or at least it's a possibility now. They're legal.
Condo internet. Never change.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, like, I like Twitch the way it is right now. So hopefully they kind of leave it that way. If this happens, you can assume eventually they'll integrate Google Plus into it. And please no.
unless they kill it before that time
goes. Yeah, they're just going to buy Twitch and just shut it all down.
No, Google Plus, not Twitch.
No. Google Plus is here to stay. If it's not dead by now...
I don't think they're going to pull back on that.
Yeah.
I do think that maybe they'll try to make Twitch look more and more like YouTube until eventually it is YouTube. Like, because YouTube has that streaming service. It sucks ass.
Yeah.
But, like, if they could somehow...
They're basically... They've bought the technology, basically. Yeah,
if they could do what Sony did with Gaikai and just rebrand it as PlayStation Now, you know, just kind of turn Twitch into YouTube without people noticing, and then combine them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, next up, as teased earlier in the show, Justin Doss says, discuss Godzilla, but avoid spoilers.
It sucks. It's boring. It's really, really boring. Yeah. And time again, I would just hold out hope, like, all right, I want to see Godzilla do cool stuff, you know, and I would just be like, all right, he's on screen. I can get behind this. Let's see something cool. And then it cuts away to more garbage that I've been watching for an hour and a half. So like, that's the whole movie. Like, you'll struggle to keep your eyes open at the very end. That's what everybody's criticizing me for, like saying that he barely has screen time, but it's true. Like,
Godzilla is not in that movie a whole lot.
Yeah. So like, yes, there's a big fight. I don't even know, like, maybe it was just a boring fight scene, but, like, they're on screen for a while, I guess, at the end, but it's still, like, weak sauce, and there's, like, one thing that's cool. I'm going to spoil it, but...
So Pacific Rim still holds, holds the title.
Better. And I don't... Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not even that crazy about Pacific Rim. I enjoy it, but, like, I'm not Google Gaga for it. And after seeing this, I'm like, yeah, Pacific Rim's you know, it's thank you.
and you know, I saw that at least it's better than the Matthew Broderick 1999 one or 1998 one, but I disagree just because that movie's terrible, but it's fucking funny. Like, it's fun to laugh at, and it's entertaining.
It's disappointing and sad.
And yeah, it has Ferris Bueller in it.
Exactly. No, it's like that movie's straight out of the 90s. It's Independence Day, but shittier, if you could believe it. But at least it's you can laugh
Excuse
at
me?
It, you know?
Wait, what did you just say?
Shh, did you say Independence Day was shitty?
Get out.
Yes. You monster.
I'm going to give you a cold.
I know. And someone also responded to my tweet complaining about the new movie, saying, oh, come on, it was fun. And I tried to, like, see from what angle it's fun. Like, maybe, like, the fact that monsters fought for, like, 10 minutes at the end. That's fun, I guess. But there's, like, a whole 2 hours.
It's a really long movie.
It's really long. And there's not one lighthearted moment. There's not, like, a humanizing moment where, like, people are relatable.
There's no president speech. No. It's everyone. Yes.
And it's like, the acting's fine, except for the fucking kid. Like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, kid.
It's just boring, and it goes all over the world for no real reason. Like, it keeps, okay, now we're here. Okay, now we're here. And the main character, just one normal dude, just happens to be there every time. Like, even when it's not them chasing the monster just ends up where they are.
It's like, so Godzilla has fights, like, kind of spruced throughout the movie. But you never really see it until the end.
You see him show up and scream, yeah. And then they run at each other, and then cut.
You'll see it happening on a news channel in the background on a TV or something like
and
that.
And let me just say, Godzilla looks fucking awesome. Yeah, it looks so good. It's like really exciting when you see him for the first time, and he yells, and you're like, yeah, all right, this is gonna be sweet,
cut.
And then it's not. Yeah, and it does that three times.
Right before the awesome thing happens, it changes
cut.
Scenes.
You know, he'll do something cool, like he'll like bite something, hit something with tail, whatever. Right after that happens, cut. Like follow up. Just
people
cut.
We don't give a shit about screaming or staring at stuff, and God damn it, it was frustrating.
This is the first movie that we've all gone to like as a group that like it was just a unanimous. What the fuck.
Yeah, we looked down the aisle. There were six of us, and most of us were nodding off or completely asleep. And I was nodding off through a lot of it. And I was just like, come on. And I got really, really frustrated.
And you know what sucks? It probably did really well.
It killed. It's the best thing. It's the best opening so far this year.
And to be honest, wow. Like that doesn't upset me. I want to see them try again. I like Godzilla, so whatever. Like, they can make it more fun and more concise.
Just put... Right. Godzilla in Pacific Rim 2.
Just a joint Godzilla Pacific Rim. Because
they've
thing.
Both shown interest. So just fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Pacific Rim was fun. That movie was cool.
Like, I want to watch it again now so I know what a good monster fight
You can really appreciate it.
I want to watch classic Godzilla. I think I'm gonna buy the DVD of Godzilla vs. Megalon.
Oh, yeah.
We should all watch that.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Right,
yeah, Ryan, Megalon. Get up here.
Yep.
I used to watch all sorts of Godzilla when I was a kid, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, like I think I had like a bunch of VHS tapes of them because they were like super cheap at the store, mm-hmm. And so like my because they were old as shit, so they'd be like a $3 VHS sitting there with like a couple of episodes on there, and so my grandma would just buy them for me.
Yeah, Godzilla versus the sea monster where he fights like a lobster. <It's> so bad.
Yeah, remember that I want to say it might have been I'm trying to remember it. I think there was one on the N64 maybe that was like a 3D like walking around the city like Godzilla branded fighting game
on the PS2. There was a Godzilla fighting game. I know that.
Yeah, there was a Nintendo. There was one on the I want to
well,
say
on
it
the
was
GameCube
the...
you're saying or
no, I think it was N64 was the first. Maybe it was GameCube. It just seems like I was younger than GameCube when that game came out.
I don't know if N64 one, but I know the Super. Like, I actually.
I remember the Super Nintendo one, right? That was the
Super Godzilla.
The side scrolling.
No, thing. That was NES. Super Godzilla was this terrible, like the top half of the screen was this beautiful, like animated Godzilla walking through the city, but the bottom part was like Advance Wars, where it's like a grid and
yeah,
a blue dot.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. Yeah. I played that, but there was one that was, I think it was N64, but it was because it was definitely like a 3D like fighting game. Like the world was like a 3D isometric view, and you guys, and it was just like, it was a fighting game basically, and you and another monster would run around and like beat each other up in this city, and everything would blow up, and it was kind of fun. Yeah.
Well, I just googled N64 Godzilla and got a bunch of Rampage World Tour things.
But it might, but like I said, so I could be wrong about the system.
I think you're thinking like Godzilla Unleashed or Godzilla Destroy All Monsters Melee.
I think it might have been Destroy All Monsters. Which one was that on?
Those are GameCube. GameCube, PS2.
Okay, maybe. I'm like thinking about where I was playing it as a kid, and I feel like I was much younger than that. So maybe I'm thinking of a different game. Yeah, because it didn't look this good. So I don't know what game. I'm just going to look up
a
list of Godzilla games.
Isn't there a Godzilla game on like the Commodore 64?
Well, there was like a Tournament Fighter kind of Godzilla game, but it was Japan only. It didn't come out here.
Right.
So, like, this one, that's really small.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'll have to look around, see if I can find it.
So, yeah, sorry to spoil Godzilla, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, well, a lot of people are really loving it. Like, I have someone on my Facebook. It's like, oh, I'm seeing it for my fourth time. This movie's fucking awesome. And I'm like, all right, more power to you. I don't know what's so exciting about it, though. Like, I wish
did.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I was so hyped for that game.
You were really excited for that movie.
Yeah. And then it happened.
Godzilla got busy.
Yeah, if Godzilla dunked a basketball as the image that Javi just linked, that would have been a little better. Alright, so next up, Prototype. How about the new dinosaur they uncovered in Argentina? So, a new dinosaur species has been discovered in Argentina.
About time.
And it is expected to be the largest dinosaur ever found. The largest species. I think the numbers were 20 meters tall and 45 meters long. So that's like 60 feet tall and then math long.
right.
And it was a herbivore, and I think it's like related to the Argentinosaur, which I can only guess was discovered in Argentina as well.
Right.
But like they found its like its femur, and it's like the size
of gotta be cheating.
It's the size of a person. So I thought that was a cool discovery, and they found like a lot of the bones too. So I'm gonna keep looking for updates to see if it actually is the largest one yet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Do that.
Not as cool as the mammoth tusk they found in Seattle, though.
No.
Not nearly as cool.
Across the street from me.
All right, and then next up, what will come out first, The Last Guardian or Uncharted on the PS4?
Uncharted on the PS4.
Well, there was the financial report that had The Last Guardian in Q1 2015.
I can see The Last Guardian coming out first, because Uncharted's, at least, it's not coming out until, like, maybe holiday 2015 at best, and then most likely holiday 2016.
Yeah, so I'll actually say The Last Guardian on this one, too. I'll believe the hype.
I will not.
And then he says, which one will come out in better shape?
Ooh.
Well, we don't know anything about The Last Guardian.
Nope.
We don't know anything about either of them.
Yeah, we know that pirates are in Uncharted, and The Last Guardian could be totally fucking different at this point. And there is that gif I showed Javi of Project Beast, which is like the next Dark Souls game, pretty much the next in that franchise. And it mixed that with the Last Guardian monster being behind a fog door. And on the side of the wall, it said, welcome to Sony's E3 press conference 2014. So.
That was very cool.
I can't say that's real, but that would be really cool.
Shit just got real.
Yeah. Which one will come out in better shape, though? I fuck if I know, man. The Last Guardian. I'll say it.
Maybe. Yeah.
And then last up, what do you think of the design of the new Batmobile and Batfleck? So Zack Snyder released a little image on Twitter of Ben Affleck in the bat suit,
which has now become sad Ben all over the internet.
And he's standing next to the Batmobile.
It did not take long for that to, like...
My favorite is the gif of pushing the swing in the rain.
Yeah.
And
I think you sent that to me.
Yeah, I don't like the Batman logo. That's my biggest problem with the whole thing. The Batman logo is so fat and looks so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got fake abs on him.
No, Ben Affleck just really got cut up. He did that 300 workout routine. Mm. And got all cut up.
Okay. Well, I got cut. Well, that's all right then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the cowl. I'll say I really like the whole head. That looks all right. It's got a good jawline. The body is big. He looks big.
Yeah.
But that's
Arkham
the thing.
Big.
Well, they've said it before that they're doing Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns, and that's exactly what that looks like. And what have I always thought about Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns? I don't really care for the design. I don't like Batman being that fat or that old. I like him being lean and like dense, you know. Like so. I mean, they're doing it. They're faithful. I can't be mad at it. It's just not my cup of tea. I totally get why like a lot of people are really excited about it too. Like,
but it is also no surprise that everyone freaked the fuck out and was angry.
I thought people were more happy than angry. I saw a lot of backlash. Mm, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But as I said, not surprising.
But you know,
like I still don't care about Ben Affleck being Batman. Like I'm not angered by that. I think it could be fine. It's fucking whatever.
But probably not because
much like with Daredevil, I think he's fine. I'm excited. I think he would do a great job. But it's
the
more the people in charge of the movie are who I don't trust. Not Ben.
No, Aaron. Invincible Son, don't save me from the tornado. My favorite scene from Man of Steel.
Yeah, like Daredevil should have been great, but it had that asshole that made Ghost Rider
Bullseye.
Directing it.
And that's all we got for questions, guys.
Aww.
No. Maybe next week we'll have more. But thank you to Justin and Prototype for writing in. I greatly enjoyed the time we spent.
Oh, man. Such memories.
All alone in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to throw in, just because this is what I was looking up when I missed the Google Talk, just because I was trying to remember the names of these bands that I saw, because Javi brought up some music fest they went to or some bands they
saw. Bullshit.
Some bullshit. But no, I don't know. I'm not a big country music fan, but there is a genre known as Texas country, which is a little more on the rock and less on the pop side, because that's kind of what country music is these days. It's a lot of just really poppy stuff. But there's a couple bands I saw, Sons of Fathers and the J. Charles and the Train Robbers, that I saw at this music fest, I guess a couple months ago. They were both really good, so you can check them out too.
Cool.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Figured I'd come back to it at the end because we were already on to another topic once I found them. All right, I guess we're done.
We wrapping out.
We're wrapping out. All right, well, then I guess you guys should go check us out at GameOverNation.com. There you'll find a lot of our old podcasts. I dare say all of them. if you go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation, you can find our Facebook page. Give us a like, leave some questions, start a conversation, you know, do whatever. And you can also find us at GameOverNation on Twitter. Follow us, ask us questions. Kind of the same thing as Facebook. It seems a little redundant, but we do it anyway.
So, you're redundant.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Speaking of redundant, we'll see you guys next week.
That's ironic.
Oh, that's ironic.
Fuck you both.